with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a three-part series titled The Powerful Role of Leaders and Media in Curbing Climate Change, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
How are you?
Happy to be here. I wanted to ask, if you had a message for the leaders of the world, what would you say to them?
I would say to them that use their mighty power to change the diet of the planet and adopt immediately new technology,
sustainable
energy. And set an example by themselves by becoming a vegetarian or vegan. Change the diet. Use their mighty power, use their example to set a new diet for the planet. The vegetarian diet.
Yes.
Thank you.
They first have to be vegetarian, and then they use their power. Truly, like the way they forbid smoking, they could do that by forbidding meat as well. By citing all the harm that meat will do to humans and the planet, yeah, they can do that. Just like forbidding smoking, forbid meat eating, just like forbid smoking cigarettes. And drugs. So that's also another kind of harmful drug.
I wonder what human beings will look like in a new era. Do we still have this physical body? If we survive this time,
thank you, Master. If we survive this catastrophic climate change, we will look the same. Healthier if they are vegetarian, more spiritual, more moral, more happier, and you know, more worthwhile of a human life.
Thank you, Master.
Yeah, but physically they don't look any different. If they are vegetarian, they would be more intelligent, more spiritual, healthier and happier, better people, more virtuous.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. a solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Master, Oprah Winfrey is well known by many people around the world.
Ah.
And she recently has gone vegan for 21 days.
Yeah.
And a lot of high profile people are realizing the benefits of a vegan diet.
Yeah.
And in turn are influencing a lot of people around the world.
Right.
Master, is this a good turn in the right direction?
Yes, it is. It is. And bravo to Oprah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And she has done the most glorious thing in her entire career, methinks. And I think she will continue in this direction. She's a wise woman, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. And she has a huge bunch of followers, so if she continues in this direction, she will do a great service to herself, humankind, and her believers. Yeah? I think she's very wise. She will do it. Because I think she put something in the internet, in her blog, saying that, how can you proclaim to be spiritual, searcher, a spiritual seeker, when you have no compassion for animals at all? So I think she's a wise woman. I think she will continue that, and that will be very great. Yeah. After all, what is the good, you know, in gnawing on a dead cop, you know, biting on dead cop, you know, for such a dignified human like us? The human that can conquer the moon, yeah, can explore Mars, and many doing many other incredible feats. How can we not conquer our own appetite? Because the appetite of most of humans have caused untold suffering to the weak and defenseless animals. And we even have abundance of food choices, not that we don't have. So if people just stop and think about this, they will realize how unfortunate it is that we have fallen into this trap. You know, that we have to kill to live. That if I live, you must die. This is a very pitiful situation for human being. If anybody take a little time to think about it, this is really, really tragic. No? Okay.
Thank you, Master.
So, yeah, I hope people will realize it in the long run. If they stop and think about it, this is really a very tragic situation that the human have fallen into. To let themselves be deprived of compassion, deprived of the loving instinct of a human, to succumb to this kind of cruelty, this is really a pity. It's not what human intended to be at all.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai, the most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. teachings of the saints.
Christianity, meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field, tract of the quiet way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Okay, anything else that is boiling in your heart?
More and more news reports are mentioning being vegetarian as a solution to combat climate change. For example, last week on BBC Two, a program on the news about the measures to tackle climate change, and the headline said something like this.
Yeah.
Is it time to turn vegetarian? BBC Two Newsnight on the 3rd of June 2008 at 12:30 midnight. It said the best solution would be for us all to become vegetarians.
Good of them.
Yeah. So it seems, Master, that people the world over are getting the message. Do we still have time to save the planet, though?
Yes. They are getting the messages, but it's not enough. Yeah. I want more of that. And on every television channel and every billboard on the sidewalk, in every house and on every newspapers, this should be the topic that we talked about every day. I mean, not the whole newspapers, not the whole program, of course, but I mean, some part of it has to be devoted to the most urgent need of our time, that is the climate change, and to stop it.
That would be wonderful.
But nevertheless, you know, they are doing something, and I'm grateful. And I want to tell you some good news. Okay? Well, the message, if people listen to it and do more, then of course we can save the planet. Right now, we have gained 7 months plus. Okay. Because of all the effort that people have put into action, you know, like plant trees and driving less and sustainable fuel, and also many people have turned into vegetarians, and some of the news media have helped to remind the public, and the government also have done something or have thought about it. All this, however little positive energy that people sincerely put into their effort, have bare fruit, and we gain 7 months. And the more people turn into vegetarian and preserving the planet, the further the deadline will recede, yeah? And then we will have more time, more and more time.
Wow.
We have to thank the people who have changed into the vegetarian diet, and thank to the government who have put effort
in preserving the environment. And we have to thank some news media who have been putting in effort to remind people about our deadly situation. So if you guys continue helping remind people, if the government give us, I think the news people continue the trend of giving the public more knowledge, then we still can save the planet.
I do hope so.
Yes.
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 Okay. Thanks to the BBC too.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
We'd like to give you some feedback from our Supreme Master Television viewers.
Ah, very good. I like to hear.
Hello, Master, we've got some great news from Ireland. A representative from the Irish Green Party, which is currently sharing the power in government, called the Irish Hotline to say he watches
on Supreme Master Television.
Yeah.
And he said he loves it and would encourage all the Green Party members to go vegetarian.
Wow! Bravo! Fantastic!
And also,
yeah, very good. Wonderful news. Wonderful news. I'm sure Remaster TV would love to hear this. Huh?
You know how I really want to embrace the leaders and the non-leaders people of this world. Wake up. Wake up now. Wake up, my love. Wake up, my friends. Save yourself. Wake up and save yourself and save all of us. How I really love to give them all the knowledge that I have, because that is the best present that anyone could give to anyone.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Master, how could the governments give incentive to animal farmers, including growing crops for animal feed, to switch to the production of plant-based food for human consumption?
The governments, first they have to be willing to want to do it. First they have to wake up themselves. They have to go over the boundary of protocol and habitual routine work. because this is a special situation and it needs special measurement, even desperate measurement. So they could encourage the farmers to grow crops and give them subsidies to grow vegetables, replacing the loss of meat. Just give them subsidies for growing vegetables. The more they grow, the more subsidies they get. You see? And the farmers also have to be explained that they would be doing the world a great service. They would be a great hero, the world savers, if they grow vegetables to feed humans instead of raising animals. And let the animals be. We have to tell them, the government have to tell them that they have to treat the animals with all kindness, the one that exists, until they gone back to heaven naturally. Not breeding them anymore. Not to talk about killing them. You have to stop all that. To save the planet, they can do it by stop raising livestock, stop breeding animals, and stop butchering them for a living. They will understand if the government really use their power to explain to them, yeah, and giving them some other alternative to live on, yeah? Give them the explanation, the subsidies they need, the alternative jobs, or the alternative choice. We have choices. We have jobs. We create green energy, yeah? A sustainable energy, and even growing vegetables now is on demand. We are short of food. Everywhere is food shortage. Everywhere the food price rising so high that people, even middle class people, are having difficulty to make ends meet. So growing vegetable now should be profitable. Should be a very good incentive already. If the government encourage them, explain to them, they will know it. And the best if the government can do it. But you, individuals, citizens of the world, can also do it. Try to go to the farmers, one by one, whenever you can, make the time to go. Even though we are not in a power position like the government, but we can try, one by one, to persuade the farmers to change their life, to grow vegetables, to feed humans instead of raising animals. Tell them the picture, tell them the situation. Tell them again and again until they understand. Write to them, talk to them. Yeah? We can only try our best, you know? Because the rest is up to the karma of the world. Up to the people to understand and to change to a more compassionate life. But they are in need of great help because they have been poison for so long. Don't be surprised if it would be a difficult task to even make them understand. But the government can do it by subsidies, by incentive, yeah? By making it all open and like a trend everywhere, yeah? And the government and the media again and again, I said, these are the people in a position of power who can make change faster than we, ordinary people. But still, if they don't do it, we have to do it. Okay? Whoever wants to do it, whoever can, do it. Go to the farmers, talk to them. Change from the grassroots. That's all I can say for now. And some of the farmers will change. All of them will change in time, and I hope it's on time.
Thank you for your company for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in tomorrow for part two of Supreme Master Ching Hai's fascinating discussion titled The Powerful Role of Leaders and Media in Curbing Climate Change. And now, Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. With heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously
in dignity and respect.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.